Lieberman, a whole mix of great people.
Possibly Fred Armisen, Amy Poehler, Warlocky.
Majority Report, Radio America.
Peaches! Still doing things the hard way with hard water, soap, scum, and scale on everything? Don't forget the spotty dishes and scratchy, dull laundry. What a mess. Just say, hey, Culligan man, these guys really know water. They'll test your water and make sure you get exactly the right softener. Soft skin, soft laundry, easier cleaning. You're gonna love it. Trust the water experts at Culligan. I did.
Say, hey, Culligan man, for a great offer to rent or own. Trust the water experts. Call 800-Culligan or visit Culligan.com today. Dealer participation may vary. Expires November 30th.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Cheney again connecting Iraq and Al-Qaeda. Vice President Dick Cheney today defended the U.S. invasion of Iraq, saying Saddam Hussein harbored Al-Qaeda terrorists and others, and he again tried to connect the war to the September 11th attacks. Cheney skimmed over President Bush's principal justification for going to war, that Saddam harbored weapons of mass destruction and planned to use them. Of course, no such weapons found. The bipartisan commission that investigated the attack cited contacts between Saddam's regime and Al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden, but said there was, quote, no collaborative relationship before the terror strikes. John Kerry today saying President Bush playing politics with the war on terror in a shameful effort to scare voters. Kerry says Americans are fed up with what he called the politics of fear. Al Gore says the comment this week from Vice President Cheney about terror attacks was, quote, sleazy and despicable. Gore referring to Cheney's statement that a wrong choice by voters in November could lead to another terror attack. In Pittsburgh, former Vice President Gore said Cheney's remark is an effort to blackmail voters with fear. Gore joined other Democrats, including Kerry, in denouncing the Cheney comments. President Bush has declined to comment, but a spokesman says Cheney was talking about differences in how Bush and Kerry could approach the war on terror. Campaigning in Pennsylvania today, John Kerry accused the Bush administration of dropping the ball on health care costs. Kerry told an audience at a medical center in Des Moines the number of people without health insurance has jumped by 5 million during the Bush administration. In addition, he says, family health care premiums jumped 64% during that time. And John Edwards today criticizing Cheney on health care. Edwards says he's not sure what America Cheney was talking about at the Republican convention when the vice president said the Bush administration has made health care more affordable. Edwards pointed to a new report showing employer-sponsored family health premiums went up more than 11% for the year ending last spring. Top officers at the Pentagon testified today before a Senate committee on prisoner abuse. General Paul Kern told the committee the abuse stemmed partly from the fact that the prison was undermanned. He also says the demand for intelligence was increased and the nature of the fight U.S. troops faced was different than expected. Members of the Pentagon panel investigating the abuse have been testifying before the House Armed Services Committee as well. Former Defense Secretary Harold Brown says responsibility for the scandal extends all the way to the top, to Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and the whole Bush administration. Former President Bill Clinton, taking short walks in the hallway outside his hospital room today, said to be in good spirits after his heart bypass surgery this week. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah!
Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice
sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Happy Interdependence Day, everyone. I'm Marty Kaplan. This weekend on So What Else Is News, the global reaction to September 11th, endorsed by the likes of Howard Dean, plus the reporter who dug up Bush's National Guard records, a voting system that's spoiler-free, and the Muppets get a scientific seal of approval. It's all this weekend on So What Else Is News.
Marty Kaplan on Air America Radio.
Good evening, truth seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Yeah, the program's live. Yeah, I still have a mouthful of stitches, and I'm going to count on you to keep everything lively this evening, okay? Tonight, we're going to attempt to answer the question, why would anybody vote for George Bush over John Kerry? What do you think it'll take to wake up the American sheeple? Does W have to be caught on camera skewering tiny babies? Would that affect his poll numbers? It's astonishing to me. I watched both CBS and ABC News tonight, television, and both had polls readily available for their listeners indicating that George W. Bush is leading John Kerry pretty much across the board. It's just incredibly astonishing. Kerry had a 7-point lead among women prior to the Republican convention. Subsequent to the Republican convention, Bush now has a 5-point lead among women. That 12-point shift, if you're female, please, could you give us some insight into that? How that could possibly happen? As I watch and listen to and participate in what's going on in this country, I think the thing that strikes me over and over and over again is the how George Bush has raised mediocrity to an art form. But beyond that, how the American media, the press particularly, have media collectively have refused to respond to what George W. Bush has done to this country. Now, I you know, I, regardless of how I sound, I did not fall off the turnip truck coming down from North Georgia in the past 72 hours. I really didn't. I understand that corporate media in this country pretty much doesn't care who's in power, all things being equal. But all things are not equal, so they would prefer a Republican, especially this Republican at this point in our history. Why? Because this Republican, George W. Bush and his gang, is, and collectively they are, warmongers. They're killers. And television is a medium that requires pictures, exciting pictures, you know, fires and bombings. And I still remember when shock and awe, the attack on Baghdad began, what was it, 2 years ago. And we took a direct feed from CNN into my program. And for 7 minutes, all CNN did was broadcast the bombing with the pictures. But, you know, the bunker buster bombs, the 3,000, 5,000, 10,000-pound bombs, it was astonishing. This is what television must have. Television must have colorful images, fire, blood, splattered brains, screaming, wailing mothers holding dead, limp babies, soldiers with arms and faces blown away, guts on the highway, buses blown to pieces. This is what television knew. That's why weather guys and gals love hurricanes. Give them destruction, death, floods, tornadoes, tidal waves, corpses rolling up on the beaches, because that makes good television. Now, I'm not suggesting that the weather people like to see corpses rolling up on the beaches of Grenada. No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that the camera will go there. Can we get a tight shot on the corpse? Can we get a tight shot on the burning baby in Fallujah? Can we get a close-up of the American mom or mother sitting there in shock while the Marine hands her the tri-cornered folded American flag? Can we get some action? Give us tears, blood, gore, disease, death, destruction, bombings, killings, flailings. Give us pictures out of Abu Ghraib. Give us first person testimony. Let us have the camera right there when the bomb goes off and the flesh begins to fly. Now, who between the two candidates, which one is more apt to provide those kinds of images? Who has the policy of so-called preemptive war? Who has decided that he is fighting for Jesus, that he is leading the armies of Christ? Who is it that's decided to bring about, as best he can, Armageddon? Well, that's right. George Bush. The deck is stacked. The dice are loaded. The wheel is being manipulated under the table. And you and I, you see, we gather here each night. We're going to go vote on November 2nd, and we talk about this, and we bemoan the what appears to be the utter drooling ignorance of 50 to 60% of the American electorate. And what we are missing is that the ignorance is pre-planned. It is programmed. It is deliberate. It is essential. It is necessary. And it's put out there specifically to make sure that those television images over the next 4 years will be images that will underscore the real function of television, which is to sell things. You know, nobody's going to come watch the commercials unless there are blowing up bodies flying around the screen, unless there's blood. You know, show us the blood. Show us those corpses hanging from the bridge, those charred corpses. What was the New York Times? Even the print medium is getting into it now. New York Times, what was about a week ago, when the bombing in Israel, and there was a dead woman hanging out of a bus. New York Times today, and I kind of appreciate this in a macabre, sort of poignant, sort of gut-wrenching, sort of screaming, where the hell am I way, but the New York Times today published photographs of just about 1,000 dead U.S. soldiers and Marines. So given the necessity for exciting pictures, given the necessity for things blowing up and things falling down and people collapsing and brains and guts and body parts being spewed all over the pavement and the horizon, show us more pictures of pipelines exploding. See if you can get us some people running in their death throes through the streets of Fallujah pick a city. Their clothing, their skin, their hair ignited by fire from an exploding oil reservoir. You know, show us. This is what we need. This is what we want. We are American television. We are corporate television. We are television that in our corporate structure, so much of us is owned by defense contractors. You know, NBC is owned by General Electric. Hello. 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 So I come to you tonight in not a very good frame of mind because I'm lost. Remember how outraged the press was when it was determined that Bill Clinton lied about his personal extramarital sex life? Remember the indignation. Remember the moral outrage. Remember the charges of the collapse of ethics. Of course, 60-70% of the American public continued to support poor old Bill during the impeachment, during the crucifixion that he received in the press. But remember how outraged the editorial writers and the television screamers and the radio talk show hosts and just the average press. Remember the looks that crossed the faces of our network anchors. Oh, my goodness, Bill Clinton bopping an intern? Oh, my God. Remember how the press insisted that this moral breakdown on Bill Clinton's part was reflected in his inability to govern? So why not the same standard for Bush, whose lies continue to cost lives and whose own personal history is nothing but a lie?
Why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who died? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. But Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news tonight.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders Books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
You know, there's a term for it, and I haven't coined the term, but someone much brighter than I, war porn. You know, the pornography that is there for people to watch, people who would never participate except vicariously in something as hideous and horrifying as war. The war porn lovers are people like George Bush, like Dick Cheney, like Tom DeLay. These are people who advocate war and death and destruction as long as, you know, somebody else goes. What did I read the other day? Members of the ruling clique in the Bush cabinet, they have 10 offspring who are of the age where they're a draft, they could be drafted, they could be in the military, and none of them is in the military, not one. Is in the military. And yet these are people who advocate, their parents advocate death and destruction. I was struck by that this morning when I was opened up the Times and saw all those pictures. You know, that was pretty jolting. And a front page article in the Times talked about, I think they picked three families, was it three? This stuff kind of blends together. Who had contributed a son or a daughter or a husband or a father, that family member's death to George Bush's war. And I believe this is in the Times, maybe it was in the Journal Constitution here in Atlanta, but how a lot of the families who have had death in their families from Bush's war still support this bastard, still feel that their son, their father, their sister now. We've had more people die in Iraq. Are you aware of this? Than more women, soldiers, die in Iraq than women who died in Vietnam than women, I believe, who died in World War II. We've lost something like 36 women soldiers. I think it's about equal to World War II. Does that mean anything to any of us anymore? Experiencing fatherhood once again at my age with Kathy, who is not my age, and looking at our baby, Molly, and wondering what Molly would do if, she were seven and her mother was in a National Guard or reserve unit because her mother, Kathy, wanted to serve here in this country in time of actual need. And if George Bush called Kathy to go to Iraq and Kathy were killed, I mean, how do you explain to a child that their mother has been killed in combat, in a war undeclared, based on lies, based on the madness and the greed of George W. Bush and his war pornographers? How do you do that? How do you do that? I don't know. I remember during the assault on Bill Clinton, the eight-year-long assault on Bill Clinton, once it was discovered that he had a girlfriend and was having extramarital sex of a sort, the right wing and the Republicans and the media all lined up and said, it's not whether or not he had sex with that woman, it's that he lied about it. Remember that? Remember when the case against Bill Clinton was for impeachment was presented in the Senate by these 12 dwarvish House members who pranced across the House rotunda to deliver their articles of impeachment? And remember the invocation of, the Battle of Dunkirk and the invasion of whatever. All these huge battles were, and the defense of the Constitution and the founding fathers and everything that was invoked from our history that had anything to do with fighting or war or the salvation of liberty, all of it invoked to be used against Bill Clinton because Bill Clinton lied about his girlfriend. And here we have a murderer, a giggling killer in the White House with a vice president who says, vote for us this November or die. Vote for us or die. Not that all 290 million of you are going to die, but a certain percentage of you will. Are you willing to roll the dice? Do you want it to be you or your mom or your dad? Do you want to have happen to you living in Youngstown and Fresno and Tampa and Binghamton? Do you want to have happen to you what we are doing to the people in these jerk-ass cities in Iraq? You don't? Then vote for us. Because if you vote for Kerry and Edwards, if you vote for the Swift Boat Liar and the Brett Girl, then you're going to die. Maybe. And it's going to be a screaming death, and the cameras will all come because television loves this sort of thing. They want to see you writhing in pain. They want to see your internal organs spilling out on Main Street in Akron, Ohio. They want to see this the same way they want to see the victims in Tel Aviv or Baghdad or Gaza. Where are we? Why is the press not talking about the moral failure of George W. Bush with his lies? Not that he ducked out of service during the Vietnam era. Jesus, how many men did that? A million? 2 million? Oh, no, that was commonplace. Only the suckers allowed themselves to be drafted. Wasn't that the attitude? Only the people who couldn't buy or use their influence to get out of service or who could flee the country. It was just the suckers who went, right? Isn't that what it all came down to? Yeah. Why isn't the press talking about, it's not the fact that George W. Bush avoided service. It's the fact that he lied about it. Huh? I wonder why that is. No.
special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered.
Coming up on Unfiltered. A Jedi Council member takes on the Imperial forces. Cornel West, intellectual, author, and featured actor in the Star Wars series, is here to challenge the Death Star of American imperialism. Let the Force be with you as West wields his liberal lightsaber against the demonic foes of democracy. And don't forget the Pap Attack.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
All right, 27 before the hour. I have just a couple more sentences here, and then we're going to take your calls. And I've got, what have I got here? A couple open lines. So if you try to call in during the week and always get a busy signal, jump, jump, jump. The phone number is 866-303-2270. Oops, never mind. All right, very quickly. In the past 72 hours... CBS, Dan Rather, 60 Minutes, and the Boston Globe, and a couple other articles in a couple other newspapers. Remember, my indictment of media is not 100%. I've said many times there are a few struggling truth seekers out there. A lot of them are clustered on this network, but this radio network. But there are a few people in television, in radio, and in print who are trying. But anyway, in the past 72 hours, we have had an avalanche of newly discovered memos. Some of them gotten through accidental releases through Freedom of Information Act, or through turning up documentation that otherwise we had all been told didn't exist anymore. But these memos show that George W. Bush was suspended from flying for the Texas Air National Guard during the Vietnam War because he failed to meet guard standards. Think about that. And he failed to take his annual flight physical as required. Think about that. What happens when you disobey a direct command? Huh? What is the military about? It is about command structure, nothing else.
Mike, military is about killing people.
The underpinning structure upon which sits everything else in the military is command structure. From the top man to the grunt that pulls the trigger. That's all it is. Nothing more. George W. Bush defied the command structure. He told them essentially to piss off. His daddy would take care of it. His political contacts in Texas would take care of it. Piss off. I've had enough of your stupid little Texas Air National Guard. I'm out of here. In other words, Bush lied. Repeatedly, deliberately, and as we say in the South, bald-facedly. That's not exactly how we say it. But so all these new memos surface. They finally prove Bush is a liar, and his poll numbers increase. Now, in watching Peter Jennings tonight on ABC, I watched him report on the CBS story, the 60 Minutes thing. I watched him kind of obliquely report on the Boston Globe stuff that's come out in the past 48 hours. And then Peter sits there and reads off the teleprompter the possibility that the documents that are being used are questionable. That maybe, he never used this word, but could it be they're forgeries? He referred to the little, what do you call it, Kathy, the little TH when you write, for example, when you're typing and you type 12th, and that little T, numeral 12, and that little TH, the superscript. Thank you. And what Jennings was saying was, well now, superscript on typewriters didn't exist. Very few, he didn't say it didn't exist, very few typing machines had superscript. Ah, really, Peter? Really? Now, when Bill Clinton was being excoriated because he happened to get a little afternoon delight with his girlfriend, did they ever go down to that level? Well, now, you know, here, let me put doubt in your mind, truth seeker, about this alleged incident with the Miss Lewinsky. No, they didn't. Bill Clinton was a threat to this republic. He was a threat to honesty, decency, ethics, morality, truth, justice, the American way, your mama, your grandmammy, apple pie, everything! Bill Clinton wanted to devour your children! He wanted to rape your sister and your brother and kill them all! He was a sick, sick man! Gotta get him out of there! That's what they said, didn't they? And here's George W. Bush. Here he is. A liar, a sneak, a coward, and it's revealed, and his poll numbers go up. So because very few typewriters back in the early 70s had a superscript, then Jennings was alluding, this is what I got out of it, that the memos that prove Bush went AWOL, well, damn, they must all be false. And all the swift boat veteran liars for Bush Cheney are completely honest and correct, right? Isn't that what it means when the superscript only existed on a, and besides, Jennings went further and he says, We've had a few experts look at this, and these look like photocopies. You notice the letters in these memos, they don't look like the letters that would result from a platen underneath a piece of paper being struck by a key that goes through an inked ribbon. What's going on here? Peter Jennings seemed to be dropping into America's subconscious. All this is too clean. These letters and the type, everything is exactly the same amount of ink. This must be a photocopy. This must be computer generated. Could it be? So the truth comes out. An August 1st, 1972 memo by Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Killian, who's now dead, quote, on this date I order that First Lieutenant Bush be suspended from flight status due to failure to perform to U.S. Air Force Texas Air National Guard standards and failure to meet annual physical examination as ordered. As ordered. But George W. Bush knew. He was in a Champaign unit. And to add insult to the scum-sucking Bush crime family, let me tell you something. L.A. Times, this is from Daily Mislead, L.A. Times, August 23, 1988. Then Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush's campaign co-chair John Sununu went on national television to impugn an opponent's dealings with the Texas Air National Guard during Vietnam. Sununu specifically claimed that Senator Lloyd Benson had improperly helped get his son into the Texas Air National Guard during Vietnam. Benson's son served in the very same National Guard unit at the very same time as George W. Bush. Jesus. So this information's out here now. And what? Bush's poll numbers go up. That particular attack by the Bush crime family came just days after Herbert Walker Bush's allies on Capitol Hill launched a vicious attack on Michael Dukakis for receiving a draft deferment during the Korean War. Now, at the time of all this, George Walker Bush was serving as a senior advisor to his father's campaign. These people do not, the word shame is not in their lexicon, their vocabulary, their family history. These people will do anything. They will incinerate children. They will butcher innocent men and women. They will subscribe to a belief that death is good as long as it's not theirs. They will do anything it takes for power, to satisfy their greed. Anything. And the media let them get away with it. George W. Bush is a sneak, a coward, and a liar. Are there three things worse than that?
Well, how about a murderer?
A sneak, a coward, and a liar who perpetrates murder and death and rape and destruction. What do you suppose are on those video discs from Abu Ghraib that we're never going to see? What do you suppose are on the photographs and on the video discs from Afghanistan? Of the hundreds, if not thousands, of civilians rounded up and put into shipping containers and literally cooked alive as a result of Bush's policies. But the American media and the editorial writers and the press and the television and the radio and the right-wing satanic talk show hosts, sorry. Too bad, Malloy. You're pissing into the wind. Forget it. Too bad. Tough, buddy. George W. Bush was selected by Christ to lead this country. Bush lies, and the media just kicks back on its well-paid, well-fed ass and doesn't care. Unless you see in St. Louis journalists applying to the Commission on Presidential Debates for credentials to cover the debate in Missouri that's probably not going to happen because Bush doesn't like it. Those journalists are being asked to provide racial data. Now, that's gotten some in the crack American media very upset. For example, quoted here in the article I'm looking at from Yahoo, John Butler, news director at St. Louis radio station KMOX, said he found the question offensive. Do you? What else do you find offensive, Mr. News Director at KMOX? Do you find George Bush offensive? Do you find death? Do you find exploding children offensive? Do you find prisoner rape offensive? Do you find war offensive? Or do you just find it offensive when somebody wants to know the race of your reporter because the people asking are asking because the Secret Service wants to know, and the Secret Service wants to know because the Bush crime family has ordered it, and the Bush crime family has ordered it because they don't like you if you're not white. And if you're not white, you are there for one reason. If you are Latino, if you are brown, if you are black, you are there to destroy George Bush, and we will have none of that. So no chinks, no niggers, no spicks, and very few kikes are going to be allowed, okay? We want waspy white people. Do you understand? But as far as George Bush's lies, nah, we don't care.
The anchorman was saying, blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. And the anchor woman was saying, blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. Then I remembered. Electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates your mind. Do you watch the nightly news? Do you watch it faithfully? Night after night.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system
really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
That's enough. That's enough from me. We're gonna cover this topic. The topic, by the way, is why the poll numbers have gone up, and the more that's revealed about this scum sucker in the White House, the more people seem to go for it. And the way it's reported in the media, of course, is just outrageous. I know that's an old horse that we're kicking, old dead horse that we're kicking, but what the hell? The other thing we're going to talk about maybe next hour is the assault weapons ban that is going to expire, I think, on Monday. So look for the killing to increase. Now, the polls, I had a couple of people call in, ask Linda about these polls I'm quoting. There were two polls I saw on ABC World News Tonight. Go to their website. And the other one was CBS, Dan Rather's CBS Tonight. I don't know how valid they are. I've said before, I don't believe polls. All right? But I, like you, am in the vast minority. Most Americans, the sheeple, will look at that and go, yep, damn it, see, I knew it. I knew it. George Bush is Jesus Christ's brother. And, you know, I'm voting for him. I don't care. Damn, I hope he takes all four of my sons and my daughter, you know, let them all die because George Bush is Christ's brother and Jesus loves him and he's got God in his heart and he's a Republican. You're not like that. Neither am I. But the vast majority of Americans is like that. Okay? So remember, we're dealing with a population, I think 60, 65, 68, 71, whatever the number is, percent, believe in the literal creationist, you know, they don't believe in evolution. They believe in the talking snake theory of creation. You understand how crazy? And they watch Fox News. So, you know. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Richard is calling from Portland, Oregon. Richard, welcome to the program. Thank you for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
So great to have you in Portland, Oregon, even though our radio station is not putting you on when you're actually on.
It's delayed, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's just really great, especially when you're trying to call in. Just
yeah, it would pose a problem, right?
Anyway, what I called in about was speaking about talking snakes.
Yeah.
On CNN, there's a television show called Inside Politics with Judy Woodruff.
Oh, I'm very familiar with that.
Okay. Now, I used to really admire Judy Woodruff until my doctor finally convinced me I was just approaching senility on my part. what happened was on September 8th, Boston Globe reporter Walter Robinson came on the show to talk about what you've been talking about, essentially the discharge thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that interview. I watched it right along with you, Richard.
You were asking why isn't the press talking about the lie concerning its service? Well, the answer is, according to this show, because they're too busy repeating the Bush regime spin.
Right.
Her response to him was, and I quote, "How does that square, though, Walter Robinson, with the fact that he was discharged honorably, as the White House points out?"
I love that. I love that.
Isn't that great?
Everybody's using that now. They're using the White House quack quack line, like the Aflac duck. Well, which raises the obvious question: how did he get into the Texas Air National Guard Champaign unit to begin with? Well, let's see if we can answer both questions at once. Maybe family connections? Could that be?
Yes, thank.
Yeah.
You know. And also, now anybody who's interested, your interested students can go to, if they want to, MediaMatters.org, where there's an article on this entire thing called Woodruff Fell for Bush Spin About Honorable Discharge. The New Republic, amazingly enough, because usually I call it the New Republican nowadays, but they made an interesting quote, and I quote, "Going missing from military service and then squeaking out with an honorable discharge has a rich history among politicians."
Yeah.
It means nothing that he got an honorable discharge,
no,
okay?
No, of course not. It means absolutely.
It doesn't erase the fact that he lied. It doesn't affect it whatsoever. And yet all that Judy could do was repeat this over and over again, which led me to believe that sometime during the early hours of the morning, the Bush regime White House sent her their talking points for the day, which she dutifully parroted back to this reporter from the Boston Globe, Walter Robinson. And it's pathetic. People have got to, and you're doing a great job, God bless you, because people have got to realize that they're wasting their time if they're looking at CNN and actually thinking that they're going to get even both sides of the story, which is what they used to. I mean, at least they used to try to do this. Judy Woodruff sat on a panel with Bill Moyers, and Moyers was pointing out that the founding fathers of this country had intended that the press would be the guardians of the facts. They would, in fact, serve as a sort of another arm of the government, a truth-seeking part of the government. And Woodruff sat there with a blank stare on her face saying, "Oh, no, I don't think that at all. The press is simply supposed to present both sides of the story," which leaves us with what? He said, she said, on the one hand this, on the other hand that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not even doing that now.
Right, and when you give the same or an equal amount of weight to both sides of a story, when if you know, like the Holocaust deniers, that's my favorite.
Yes.
People who insist that 6 million Jews were not exterminated in the Polish death camps, and why are those people given equal time? Well, very simply because that's a different point of view.
Yes.
Who knows? Maybe it was typhoid. Maybe it wasn't a death camp. Maybe it was just disease. It's that kind of insanity, giving equal weight to a factual presentation and a psychotic, a bigoted, a sick presentation, and saying, "Well, there are different points of view,"
exactly.
You know, that sort of thing.
So ultimately, what we come out of this with is that yesterday, the best we could hope for is coming out of every news story not knowing what the hell to believe.
Yeah.
Today, what we can come out of every newspaper story with is basically the Bush regime point of view. If
that's
the Clintons were in, we'd be after the fact like crazy. We'd be after the fact like we'd be digging like Wolverine.
There you go.
No. Things have changed.
Things have changed dramatically, Richard.
You're sheriff in town.
We have a break here. Thank you so much for calling in. Great call. I appreciate your input. Thank you, sir.
Oh, listen, thank you. Take care.
All right. Hope to hear from you again. All right. Nothing but your phone calls when we come back. Okay? Matt and Joe and Christine and Michael and Augie and John. Stay where you are. Nothing but your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Another Bush defeat in Congress. A sharp rebuke of a new administration policy. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives voted today to block the Labor Department from carrying out those overtime rules that critics have argued could deprive millions of American workers of overtime pay. 223-193 vote in favor of blocking the rules, defying the White House. The Bush administration threatening to veto the massive spending bill now on the House floor if it contains any language tampering with those overtime rules that took effect in August. Democrats united against the rules, joined by 22 Republicans who have to face the voters in November, in voting for the amendment to the $142.5 billion health and education spending bill. That vote is Bush's second election season defeat in Congress in just 2 days. Yesterday, the Senate disregarded a White House veto threat and voted to prohibit Bush from giving federal immigration jobs to private workers. John Kerry says today President Bush is not the compassionate conservative he claims to be. In a speech today to the National Baptist Convention, Kerry says the president fails the test of the Good Samaritan. He says the president has seen people in need, quote, but he's crossed over to the other side of the street. Kerry also says Supreme Court Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas are out of the mainstream, and he warned the president will appoint more justices like them if he's reelected. Earlier in Iowa, Kerry said President Bush is playing politics with the war on terror in a shameful effort to scare voters. Kerry says Americans are fed up with what he called the politics of fear. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge today tried to sidestep the controversy generated by Vice President Cheney earlier this week when he said if voters make the wrong choice in November, it could lead to another major terror attack. Ridge told a reporter he works hard to keep politics out of his department. He says, ultimately, the voters will have to decide whether they believe Cheney is right. Ridge asked if he agrees with Cheney's assertion. He responded, quote, well, you know who I'm going to vote for. A new al-Qaeda tape today. Osama bin Laden's deputy claiming control of much of Afghanistan, saying in a new tape, the U.S. forces have been driven into the trenches. Ayman al-Zawahiri says, southern and eastern Afghanistan now an open field, as he called it, for al-Qaeda fighters, the tape broadcast on Al Jazeera. American warplanes today struck militant positions in two Iraqi cities controlled by insurgents. U.S. and Iraqi forces took control of a third city. If Costa Rica doesn't want its name listed as one of the coalition partners in Iraq, the White House says it will oblige. Costa Rica's highest court ruled the U.S. cannot name that Central American country as one of the coalition partners. So Costa Rica, they say, will now be taken off the list of the coalition of the unwilling. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm making 2 days' worth of meals for you and the kids.
Why?
I'll be shopping at Kohl's 2-day sale.
I don't think they let you sleep there, dear.
There's always the car.
It's Kohl's 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Save 50% on select kitchen electrics and floor care. Get 30 to 40% off men's Dockers and Arrow woven sports shirts. Save 40 to 50% on select Mrs. Sportswear. And save 60% on all fine and sterling silver jewelry. Don't miss Kohl's 2-day sale.
Kohl's!
It's your wallet, schedule, style.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. Please join me this and every Sunday evening when my guests and I talk about music, politics, and the world. We get to know our guests through not only their ideas, but through their favorite music.
Join me this Sunday on The Revolution Starts Now, when my guest will be Tom Morello, formerly of Rage Against the Machine, presently of Audioslave.
The show is called The Revolution Starts Now, and you're all invited to join up Sunday evenings on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Are Americans better off than we were?
Hey, welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. So if you'd like to jot that down. Christine is calling from Queens, New York. Christine, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm feeling better.
Actually, I am.
Oh, I'm glad.
Thank you.
Because I saw the poll on CBS News tonight.
Uh-huh.
And I first have to tell you that I am an ardent Kerry supporter and have donated money. But I don't think that he's running a very good campaign.
Right.
And I think that women in particular, mothers, the terror issue really resonates with them. And when you see Kerry not responding to the Swift boat attacks and things like that.
Right.
People wonder, how can he stand up to the terrorists?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be what a lot of us are saying. But let me just share with you. I got an email here talking about stop. The emailer writes, "Stop waiting for Kerry to fight. Read any person's account of a Kerry rally, and they will tell you that Kerry is pissed, is going for the throat. The media isn't reporting it, so it may as well not happen. Everyone needs to ease up a bit on Kerry. How can you fight when the media is against you and never stops distorting what you didn't or did say while giving your opponent, a proven liar again and again, the benefit of the doubt every time?" The person who wrote this to me, point taken, you know. Kerry is unfairly reported and has to do what we talked about the first hour. I don't know what folks like you and I expect. I don't know what I could not articulate. I could say to you, well, what I expect is probably the same thing you expect, Christine, that Kerry just starts stomping the hell out of these people. But consider the population he's dealing with.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what he should do either. I really don't. I will trust that now that Kerry has added to his campaign some Clinton media advisors and political advisors, I will trust, because there's nothing else I can do about it, that these folks understand what they have to do and will figure out a way to do it so it doesn't turn off, middle America.
Well, the thing is, I think that if people feel that it's better the devil you know than the devil you don't. I mean, Kerry said that he could see bringing the troops home in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have a coworker whose son is going back for his second tour in Iraq. She thinks 4 years is signing his death warrant.
I know. And
that,
yeah.
He needs to tell us how is he going to affect our lives in short, quick, sound bites, things that will, hopefully, make it into the media.
It's a shame, too, that this campaign, and I'm not trying to be cute here, it's a shame it's been reduced to the war in Iraq. I feel that we should withdraw tomorrow. Every single American,
amen,
in uniform or out of uniform, should get the hell out of there and come home. But the critical issues that we need to be discussing are not being discussed. These Swift boat bastards totally, with the help of media, changed the discussion from prescription drugs going up, from Medicare copays going up, from unemployment going up, from jobs going away, from, I mean, just every indicator you can look at in the society is in the tank because of Bush. Plus, what this killer has done, Bush, is mortgage the future. We're not going to pull out of this. I don't care who's president for the next 4, 8, 12 years. It's going to take that long to pull out of what these people have done. Think back to Reagan. You know, by the time Reagan got finished, it took 4 years of Pappy Bush and 8 years of Clinton to pull us out of it. So, we're talking about the wrong things. I don't know what Kerry should do. I have no idea how the scum-sucking business of political contests work. I just know that Bush has got to go. And if Kerry's just going to be Bush light, he's going to have his ass handed to him in a resounding way that is going to from the Electoral College point of view, it's going to so discourage Democrats and liberals and progressives that if Kerry gets a real butt whipping, I don't know what's going to happen, Christine. I don't know if there's going to be any fight left among Democrats and liberals and progressives, you know, normal people, to fight against this neo-Nazi regime. It was proven in the 2002 election that if you run as Bush light, you're a Democrat, and you run as Bush light, you're going to be defeated.
You're so right.
So I don't know what Kerry needs to do.
I think that he needs to speak more about the other issues. I mean, I've been on a tirade this week because I went to my bank,
yeah,
and they're having a drive to collect school supplies for school children.
Oh, my God.
And so is the office supply store. And I think it's wonderful that they're doing this. And I should point out that I don't have kids, but I do have nieces and nephews.
Right.
I think it's outrageous.
It is.
We have all these billions for Halliburton.
Yeah.
We don't have money for kids to have paper. Something
doesn't that
very
speak?
Wrong.
Doesn't...
And that's what Kerry should be every time, bringing these things out.
I know. Doesn't that speak volumes? Oh, my God. Christine, thank you. I appreciate you checking in.
Thank you. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too. You have a nice evening. Joe is calling from Utah, one of our over-the-road truckers. Hey, Joe.
Hi there, Mike. Hang in there, bud.
Hey, absolutely.
It's going to be okay, man. I love you to death. You put that energy out there that we need to have sometimes, but I know it's going to be hard on you. I'm on a U.S. Senate out there in Utah, and we started a party called the Being Human Party.
Uh-huh.
And I've been involved in human rights, environmental issues, spent a lot of time in Indian country trying to stop nuclear waste dump out there in Utah with the ghost shoots and watching the corporations and special interests that are working hand-in-hand with the politicians to disenfranchise the people and keep everybody razzle-dazzled. And so it just, I took the gloves off. I'm a veteran. I'm just appalled that this person is in the White House. It just blows me away. I mean, I can't believe there's a veteran out there that doesn't see the mockery of it all and isn't outraged at it.
I hear you. The evil genius, the satanic genius of Karl Rove is that he was able to take two serious draft dodgers and draft evaders, two people who made it very clear that they wanted nothing to do with the military except to use it to further their own gains. And he put them up against a genuine combat veteran. I'm not going to say John Kerry was a war hero. I have no idea. But I know one thing. He was a combat veteran.
He was there.
And they knew. Karl Rove knew that was going to be an issue.
Sure.
So through his surrogates, they have made a combat veteran look like a useless or a coward or unable to lead against two people who were totally, Bush and Cheney, totally unable to inspire anyone to fulfill their own military obligation. It's astonishing. It's astonishing, Joe, how Karl Rove and American media pulled that hat trick. It's just unbelievable.
Well, you know, I don't know how he pulled it, and I've also got a solution. Can I hear it?
Okay, go ahead.
It's real simple. My campaign is revolved around, I call it the Americans Who Tell the Truth campaign for U.S. Senate. And my focus is to say to people, look, I'm just Joe. I'm not here to fix your lives. It's time for you to get up off your arses and start straightening things out. This, my going to the Senate or anybody else going up there or anybody sitting in the White House means squat.
Mm-hmm.
If you get informed. Because if you're informed, you've got the one thing that they don't have. They can't buy it. It's yours if you use some dignity and some honor in what you do in your life and get knowledgeable. Stop living off the anecdotal crap. Shut the TV off.
Mm-hmm.
Start getting knowledgeable about the issues. And I mean facts. Don't give me, I heard this or that. Give me the facts. Base your conclusions on facts. If you can show me my facts wrong, I'll change my conclusions. But the bottom line is if you don't wake up, there's no America tomorrow. Guaranteed. We are at the beginning stages of what was going on in Germany just when when these guys started taking over there. You know, it's the same thing. That's what it was all about, corporations and special interests managing the government, and that's what we have right now. So I tell people there's two things going on. One, in my campaign, I cap my donations at $200 from individuals only.
Hey, can you hold it right there, Joe? Hold it right there. I'll hold you over the break. Do you have a website?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wait. Let me get it from you when we come back, because we have to take a break now. Okay. All right, y'all. Stay with us. We'll be back. Quick break here. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Are Americans better off than we were 4 years ago? In a new national poll conducted by Mother Jones Magazine, a strong majority of registered voters from across the country claim that the United States has gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track. And half of those surveyed voted for George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election. Take the poll yourself and view the complete results at MotherJones.com. Also at MotherJones.com, your daily mojo. Every day, the editors of Mother Jones scour the web for the day's most important stories and post them for you online. Mother Jones, strange name for a magazine, but take a look. See what you think.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me. me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and Free is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and Three at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Listen, this nation is committed to dealing with poverty. First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers.
Oh my God.
Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
Oh, my God. All right, we were talking right before the break with Joe, who is a truck driver from Utah. He's also running for the U.S. Senate in Utah.
Gotta be sick or what?
I know, he's so sick. All right, first, before we run out of time on this call again, Joe, what is your website for people who might want to check you out?
Yeah, beinghumanparty.com.
All right, say it again.
Beinghumanparty.com.
Okay, beinghumanparty.com.
Yeah, the whole idea is to have a conversation about human beings. This world's about human beings, not corporations.
Yeah.
Human beings only allowed. But we work with lots of NGOs, and we're going to. There's a lot of NGOs because, to me, the non-governmental organizations, that could be Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Red Cross, human rights, environmental groups, or whatever, that's where people come together with passion. And when I talk with people, I say, you know what? I don't want your money. If you can put some in to help a little bit, fine. But you know what? I want your passion. I want to know what you want to do. And whether it's working with me, find a group. Get involved. So that we all start getting involved in learning, because that's where the education takes place, that's where we learn about things, and we get involved with people. And that's what human experience is about, is your passion.
Right, exactly.
Not your job. And so Bush and Kerry are irrelevant to me, quite frankly. I mean, I'll vote for Kerry, but you know what? See, to me, I think we need to reverse this whole thing and go, hey, you know what? Guess what? You guys go do what you're going to do, because you know what? We're the ones that count.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is my country. You know, you work for me.
Right, well, that's yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so you know, I really try to get people out of that maze kind of thing, you know, and say, hey, wake up, you man. This is your country. You're the shareholder. You know, they're going to be whatever you decide they want to be.
That's
you know,
right.
This country could be, to me, my campaign is also about corporation special interest free or corporate owned. We're going to eventually have, as we get monies to work with, we're going to try and assign that nationwide both locally and nationally. And, you know, I met with Paul Van Dam, who's the Democratic senatorial candidate, U.S. senatorial candidate in Utah, and we had a great time. He's a great guy. I refer people to him. I want to make the campaign not be about conflict and confrontation, but about addressing the issues. We're looking forward to maybe, I may get October will be probably the only time I'll be able to really get on the ground for about a month and maybe get out and debate a little bit. We're going to get together and not so much debate, but talk about the issues and get real about them, you know. Barack Obama, you know, great guy. You know, so it isn't party. Let's get past it. Tom Colburn, Republican, wrote the book, Breach of Trust. You know, there's a man with some integrity. He's Republican.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Teddy Roosevelt. You know, he had integrity.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, listen, Joe, I got to move on. I got to move on. I hope people come to your website and keep us posted on how you do, okay?
I will, and thanks, Mike, for all your work.
Okay, drive safe. Appreciate you checking in. Matt is calling from West Virginia. Hey, Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. I just want to say, first of all, that I'm a new listener to Air America. I just found out about it about a little over a month ago.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be listening. I guess I should preface this call by saying I'm the only registered Democrat in a family of five, avid hater of Bush and everything that he does. And I was calling, I guess, more or less to get your opinion on... you know, how to convince Republicans that this man is not, you know, he's not all that they think he is. I was having a conversation sitting with my mom and my dad at the dinner table, and the topic switched to, you know, the war in Iraq and how my dad was under the impression that Iraq and the war on terror are the same, you know, one and the same, which...
Right.
Obviously, everybody knows that they're not.
Right.
And he went on to say, you know, that there are terrorists there, and Al Qaeda was linked to that, and blah blah blah, the usual.
Yeah.
And I went on to tell him, you know, Colin Powell, on January 9th of this year, said there was no solid, concrete evidence
right.
that linked Al Qaeda
mm-hmm.
and Iraq and the 9/11 Commission, and all this, you know, all the stuff that came out about that. And, you know, he would not listen. You know, they interrupt you and say, it's not true, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, well, listen, let me offer the only thing I can offer you here, Matt. There's a saying, I'm sure you've heard it, there's none so blind as those who will not see. I don't know what to tell you about trying to convince people. If you try to present a set of facts to them, that you have researched, if you try to give them the sources of your facts so that they know you're not just giving them a point of view, and they still reject it, I don't know what to tell you. I personally have given up. I don't try to convince anybody of anything, not on this program, not in my personal life. I don't need to do it in my family anymore, but I just, you know, I don't even attempt it because the Republicans in the past decade have turned the political system in this country into two armed camps. And there are very few Republicans I can stand to even be in the same room with, the same subdivision with, the same village with, the same state with. And I live in Georgia, for Christ's sake. I mean, I'm surrounded by these people. So I don't know what to tell you, pal. There's probably nothing you can do. Now you've got the other disadvantage. This is your old man, you know.
Yeah.
There's not a father in America who's going to sit there at the dinner table and let Junior tell him what's wrong with his political thinking.
Yeah.
So it just baffles me,
you know, that you have outlets like Fox News that are just creating militant, you know, they're like militant Republicans that if you try to counter anything they say with any shred of truth, they denounce you as being, you know, a liar or a terrorist yourself, you know?
Right, right.
Good luck.
Let me know what happens, Matt, but if you're over 18, just make damn good and sure you go vote, okay?
I will. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
That would shoot the world's fall.
ready? The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The Revolution Starts Now.
You damn kids! Now I've got your damn Air America Frisbee?
That's right! Now you can get Air America Radio t-shirts, frisbees, hats, stickers, and more, all at airamericaradio.com.
An Air America teddy bear, travel mug, baseball jersey, messenger bag. I'm not even a liberal, but I could carry my hate literature around in that.
So log on to airamericaradio.com and wear the air.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Friday's Morning Sedition, the third anniversary of the September 11th attacks. And President Bush wants us all to remember it, except for some parts, like the August 6th PDB, the pet goat, his panicked flight, his frightened speech to the nation, and oh yeah, the guy who's still planning to kill us all, Osama bin Laden. That, Peter Bergen, the Business Report, all on Friday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
I'm thrilled to be here in the breadbasket of America because it gives me a chance to remind our fellow citizens that we have an advantage here in America. We can feed ourselves.
Jesus. We're just we're just doomed, aren't we? This is what the public wants, though. That's it. Boy, I'll tell you. From Dominic, who's writing from Japan. Listening to the program there, I reckon. Mike, I live in Japan and receive CNN Japan, from my cable company. I can tell that what CNN shows international audience is quite different from CNN in the U.S. believe it or not, when broadcasting from their international studio in London, they actually talk about issues sometimes, and they may even spend 10 minutes on one story. The difference between these two products, that for the U.S. and for the rest of the world, is like night and day. I wonder why. Why force-feed crap only to Americans? Maybe the rest of the world won't put up with such crap? This shows me how the slime balls in the media despise the American public and disrespect us every chance they get. I bet they get a good laugh out of it when the cameras are off. Several times a day, CNN Japan broadcasts a few of the American CNN shows, such as Crossfire, American Morning, and so forth. God-awful crap. When I see it, I'm reminded of how duplicitous these media bastards really are. I won't watch it. If I see Bill Hemmer's face one more time, I'll puke. By the way, they don't broadcast the pig man's girlfriend, thank God. Dominic in Japan. Well, Dominic, I've worked for both as a writer and producer for both CNN and CNN International. And I've said this before, and you're absolutely spot on, pal. When I wrote for CNN, even back in the mid-80s, it was kind of loosey-goosey, and there was no CNN International back then. But we had a few outlets in foreign countries, and the biggest complaints about how CNN covered the news even 18, 19 years ago was that it was too herky-jerky, too fluffy, too stupid, too much without substance. When I went back to work for CNN in 2000 and went to work as a writer for CNN International, it was entirely different from what was going on one floor above me. CNN Domestic. CNN International, it was quiet in the studio. Our anchor people were, most of them were foreign nationals who came to Atlanta to learn the news business, to learn how to work in front of the camera and then go back to their home countries, countries that were in Africa, in Asia, in Eastern Europe, recently liberated from at least from their communist system. And I had a chance to meet some very interesting men and women of all different colors and languages, dialects, who learned how to become anchors by working at CNN International. Now, the program was always produced. By produced, I mean anchored in a technical sense here in Atlanta. We had a tandem anchor sometimes in London. Even got to the point where we would have a tandem anchor in Moscow. But you are absolutely right, Dominic. The news product, as they like to say, that is put together for a domestic American audience is... it's like fast food. Ultimately, it will kill you. The news product that was put together by CNN, same company, same corporate structure, was put together by CNN for international consumption, was high protein, low carb, low fat, if we're going to push this metaphor a little bit further, and would keep you healthy. Because what we provided at CNN International, from a perspective of CNN, I mean, you can't get away from that once you enter that building. But what we provided at CNN International was factual information necessary to the people who were watching in whatever country, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, Japan, Honduras, it didn't matter. Whatever country the international news consumer was watching CNN International, they got an entirely different product that was designed to give them information they needed. Never, ever on CNNI would there have been, as there was during the 5 months up until September 11, 2001, a story about Chandra Levy and Gary Condit. Day after day after day after hour, constantly, constantly. And all of a sudden, who, Mike? Who in the hell are you talking about? Gary Condit. Remember the representative from California, Chandra Levy? The, what was she, a congressional employee or an aide or an intern or, that's all it was. Never would you see something like that on CNN International. Because the market for CNN Internet, now, Here in America, you can watch CNNI. If any of you are up late enough, the CNN FN, Financial News, the CNN FN channel, sometimes at 1 o'clock in the morning, will simulcast what they are broadcasting up to the satellite for international consumption. And if you want to see an astonishing difference in how news is covered by CNN for domestic and foreign consumption, check it out some night. All right, sorry to go off on that tangent, but Dominic, thanks for the email. I'm glad you're listening, and yada yada. Pamela is calling from Brooklyn. Pamela, welcome to the program.
Good night, Mike. I hope you're feeling okay.
Yeah, doing great. Thank you.
I just wanted to call last night because I got disconnected. So
here you are.
I'm sorry?
Here you are.
Yes. I was calling to remark about the media and how biased it is.
Yeah.
Yes, I was reading the Daily News, and, you know, these gaffes that Bush made recently, the OBGYN and
yes.
other gaffes. And the writer was actually making excuses.
Sure.
For what he did. Like, he meant this. They were actually saying what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
And again today, I think I was on MSN, the website, or Newsweek website. And, you know, this morning everything came out with, you know, after the 60 Minutes program last
yes.
night.
Yes, uh-huh.
But yet on this website, you know, they're writing, oh, everything is going to, you know, this is not going to affect Bush. Suddenly, this is not important. The Swift Boat Kerry's record was important. But suddenly now, Bush's record is not important.
Yeah.
Suddenly, it's trivial.
Yeah.
Is it going to affect? Is this going to change people's minds? You know, and what they're going to bring up now is when Kerry said yes, we would have voted for the war, without going into detail of why he said that.
Right.
And again, they made reference to the second Swift Boat attack, how that is still out there. His anti-war comments.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more or less like a hypnosis. They're trying to hypnotize the public into just looking at these things and dealing with these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a deliberate effort on the media.
Yeah,
think it is.
There's no question, and that's what we were talking about during the first hour of the program tonight. Media in this country is corporate. It is structured in so many ways. It is in so many instances, I should say. Media outlets are nothing more than part of a larger corporation. The larger corporation, like NBC Television, for example,
exactly.
is owned by General Electric, which is the largest weapons manufacturer and merchant of death in the history of the human race. So when Tom Brokaw anchors the NBC Nightly News, or when the other guy on MSNBC, Brian...
Williams.
Yeah, Brian Williams, when he anchors his newscast, these people are cannot. They are they will be fired in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
They will not speak out in a manner that would cause the for example, the price of General Electric stock to drop. They will not do it. They are pro-war, they are pro-death, they are pro-destruction, and they own NBC. So it's a hell of a situation that we're faced with in this country. Thank God Al Gore invented the Internet, because...
thank God. But even that entity, you get such slanted reporting from them. I suppose according to what website you're on.
I know.
You know, but I just want to make one more point regarding to that lady who called from Queens earlier, and she said... Kerry is not talking about the issues. He is talking about the issues.
It's not being reported.
It's not being reported. He's talking about health care. He's talking about, the education. He is talking about the issues. But you don't hear it.
I know.
You don't hear it. And it's so frustrating. I get so incensed.
Yeah, that was the point of the email that I read from RJ. Who sent me the email about Kerry is talking, he is addressing these issues, but this prostituted media that we have in this country is not reporting. And Pamela, thank you for checking in.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good night.
You too. Appreciate your call. Harold is calling from New York City. Harold, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Good. Good. You're going above and beyond the call of duty. Coming in with a mouthful of stitches. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, Harold, you're very hard to. It's very hard to hear you. You're over modulating or something. Okay, I guess he hung up. He'll try to call us in again. That's good. Thank you, Harold. Van is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Van, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I just want to let you know that my sister and I love your show. And when you come on and say that about truth seekers, that's exactly what we're trying to get, some
yeah.
truth. For the last, I'd say about a month now, we have decided that we will not watch our television. I'm sure that we will benefit from that because our electrical bill will be much lower.
Well, your brain will be able to function better, that's for sure.
Well, we discovered, Air America, and even when we're home, all we listen to and we put all our radios on is Air America. And I tried reaching you before, but of course you have so many wonderful callers and it's such, you know, it's so good to listen to them and to hear them talk sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things tonight when you came on and talked about those polls, I was just so persistent about calling and making sure that I get my message out there. And that is that these polls that they are putting on...
Hey, Pamela, let me get you to hold on for a second because
sure.
we got to take a break here, and I want to hear what you got to say, but I got to do this break. We'll come right back to Van, who's called in from Fort Lauderdale. And the rest of your calls, stay with us, all right? All right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Oh, everybody be careful.
Everything I know about my country, I learned on TV. The man on the screen tells me who is our enemy. They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I'll grab my TV, my car, and my gun. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi.
We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice
sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me.
on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
One of these days we're going to have brand new types of cars, and we'll be more better at cleaning our air.
Jesus. All right, before I go back to Van, hold on just a second. Amy in Brooklyn sent me this email regarding, what was the young man's name that called in, Kathy? Matt, who couldn't convince his parents. Amy writes in, Mike, a few minutes ago you had a caller wanting to know how I might go about trying to convince his family to see the light regarding the giggling murderer. Please tell this caller to call Randy Rhodes. Randy will give this guy a list of points to work with if he asks her. I've heard her do this many times. She's always willing to try to change people's minds. Okay, from Randy's on from, what, 3 to 7 on Eastern on this network every day, Matt. So check in, listen to Randy, and if you can get through, give her a call and present the same question to her. Maybe she can, according to Amy here, she can give you a substantive answer. And that's what we're about, right? Substantive. Well, you try it with 30 stitches in your mouth. Try saying that word. Go ahead. Kathy just sits out there and cracks up. A substantive answer. There you go. All right, back to Van in Fort Lauderdale. Van, thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience here.
No problem, Mike. But what I wanted to say is that the Republicans are the ones who own all of these stations that we watch. And they are going to put polls out there that's going to, they can, I don't care what they tell us about how fair these polls are, they're absolutely not. And they are trying to discourage the Democrats, the new ones who have just registered to vote, not to go to the polls and vote, because they know if all of them turn out, they will lose.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to stay focused. They are very good at that. So let's not get distracted by all these stupid polls. The only poll that we want to shove, you know where we want to shove that. But the fact of the matter is that Kerry is out there telling the message. At nights when we come home, what we do, we search around sometimes on C-SPAN and we get to see one of his rallies or something. We sit here and we listen to it. And he's the reason why he didn't fight back about those stupid, dumb swift boat guys, or not so swift guys, whatever they are,
mm-hmm.
is because he figured that it probably would have gone away, but they kept persisting, and he was trying to stay on point. And one of the things that he said right from the beginning when he got the nomination, he said, and the president called him and congratulated him, he says, look, I just want to discuss the facts and the, you know, what's going on in the country. He says, I don't want to get off track with all this other stuff. He says, can we stay on point? And this is what they've been trying to do from the very beginning, is to get him distracted. I mean, you can tell that they're desperate when they have the vice president out there threatening us with a terror attack. That is desperation. I don't care what anyone says. And they just are afraid of the amount of people that are going to go to the polls and get his behind out of there this coming November. And I just want to tell, you know, a lot of the listeners out there, please. please, don't get out there and start saying negative things about, oh, Kerry isn't doing this, Kerry. Stay focused. This is the guy we want in there, and once he's in there, then we keep his foot to the fire to do what he's in there to do. And stop with the BS.
Okay.
Get this guy out.
Sounds like good advice, Van. Thank you. Thanks for checking in.
Okay. You have a wonderful night. We love your show.
Okay. Thanks, Van. You too. We have a break coming up here in a few minutes. When we come back, third hour of the program tonight, I'm going to add this to the mix. If you're on hold, I will get to your call about this topic we've been covering here for the past almost 2 hours. But the assault weapons thing, I mean, we got to talk about it. We just have to talk about it. We've had a number of years here where assault weapons, military-style assault weapons, semi-automatics, I don't care, you know, what you call them, the weapons of mass destruction, off our streets, and they're coming back on, and the attendant murder and mayhem that comes with it is going to cause a lot of people in this country to hurt. There are going to be a lot of children killed, a lot of young people shot down, a lot of people are going to be murdered. A lot of domestic violence is going to result in mass murder. So anyway, we're going to talk about third hour. Susan is calling from St. Louis. Susan, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you, Mike. I've been listening to two women that particularly interested me.
Mm-hmm.
The one that just spoke now, Van, I agree with her 100%. Earlier you had another woman that was more pessimistic. She was saying that Kerry should speak in soundbite.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as Democrats, we have to stay positive. I think it's very important to stay positive. And Van is absolutely right. The networks are owned by the Republicans, and the polls are not accurate. I work as a volunteer, a Kerry volunteer at the
mm-hmm.
polls.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, I was doing some phone bank calling, and I live in St. Louis in the Bible Belt. I was calling out of the St. Louis area into the state, into the suburban area, where it's absolutely all Republican.
Right.
I had two questions to ask. One was, are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? And then who will you vote for?
Mm-hmm.
The assumption is normally if someone says Republican, though they're going to vote Republican.
Right.
I was amazed at the amount of people that said they were Republicans voting for Kerry. And this is not getting into the polls. This is not on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pollsters are assuming this is a Democratic area. This is a Republican area. We've got this sewn up. We've got that sewn up. I think there's a tremendous undertone that's coming up now of Republicans that are just disgusted. I'm hearing lots of it in my area, and this is the Bible Belt. So this is very encouraging to us.
I hope that's I hope that's the case. And you know, I try to stay as positive as possible too. I had a very close personal friend today who is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat and a Kerry supporter. Who started, you know, started me off on this kind of questioning tangent that I wound up on when I got into the studio tonight, and that is my good friend insists that I am setting myself up for a fall, and she's concerned too that Bush is going to because of the ignorance of the American public and the apathy of the American public and the fear of the American public, that the Bush and Cheney are going to pull this off. So
you know what, Mike, I'm a college professor, and I was speaking to my kids about the importance of voting and
mm-hmm.
asking them about the issues that are important to them.
Right.
2 years ago, or actually when 9/11 happened, I asked my students questions about politics, and we spoke about 9/11 and how much freedom would they give up, and they were quite ignorant about that whole concept of giving up freedom. They were willing to give up their freedom of speech just to be safe. They didn't get the concept that you can't give up anything to be safe.
Oh my God.
Today, these students, these college students, a class of 26, they all understood the importance of the issues. They all understood the issues. They all had positions. This is such a turnaround.
Well, that is a
galvanized, and they're
yeah.
going to vote. They're registering to vote.
That's a clear indication of hope, Susan.
That's right. That's why I said we cannot be discouraged.
All right.
We have to stay on a game plan. We can. And also, this dumbing down. Why should an intelligent man like Kerry dumb down his message
That's
for
true.
The dumb people
That's
who
true.
Aren't listening anyway?
That's true. But Susan, thank you. I got
to
leave it there.
Be brave.
We're heading into a break. Thank you. Thank you, Susan. Take
okay.
care.
Bye bye.
All right. Quick break here, folks. News, top of the hour stuff. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Windy Light for the doctor's night guard dental protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The doctor's night guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Cheney again connecting Iraq and Al-Qaeda. Vice President Dick Cheney today defended the U.S. invasion of Iraq, saying Saddam Hussein harbored Al-Qaeda terrorists and others, and he again tried to connect the war to the September 11th attacks. Cheney skimmed over President Bush's principal justification for going to war, that Saddam harbored weapons of mass destruction and planned to use them. Of course, no such weapons found. The bipartisan commission that investigated the attack cited contacts between Saddam's regime and Al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden, but said there was, quote, no collaborative relationship before the terror strikes. John Kerry today saying President Bush playing politics with the war on terror in a shameful effort to scare voters. Kerry says Americans are fed up with what he called the politics of fear. Al Gore says the comment this week from Vice President Cheney about terror attacks was, quote, sleazy and despicable. Gore referring to Cheney's statement that a wrong choice by voters in November could lead to another terror attack. In Pittsburgh, former Vice President Gore said Cheney's remark is an effort to blackmail voters with fear. Gore joined other Democrats, including Kerry, in denouncing the Cheney comments. President Bush has declined to comment, but a spokesman says Cheney was talking about differences in how Bush and Kerry could approach the war on terror. Campaigning in Pennsylvania today, John Kerry accused the Bush administration of dropping the ball on health care costs. Kerry told an audience at a medical center in Des Moines the number of people without health insurance has jumped by 5 million during the Bush administration. In addition, he says, family health care premiums jumped 64% during that time. And John Edwards today criticizing Cheney on health care. Edwards says he's not sure what America Cheney was talking about at the Republican convention when the vice president said the Bush administration has made health care more affordable. Edwards pointed to a new report showing employer-sponsored family health premiums went up more than 11% for the year ending last spring. Top officers at the Pentagon testified today before a Senate committee on prisoner abuse. General Paul Kern told the committee the abuse stemmed partly from the fact that the prison was undermanned. He also says the demand for intelligence was increased and the nature of the fight U.S. troops faced was different than expected. Members of the Pentagon panel investigating the abuse have been testifying before the House Armed Services Committee as well. Former Defense Secretary Harold Brown says responsibility for the scandal extends all the way to the top, to Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and the whole Bush administration. Former President Bill Clinton, taking short walks in the hallway outside his hospital room today, said to be in good spirits after his heart bypass surgery this week. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Friday on the Al Franken Show, we're going to boldly go where no radio show has gone before. Why? Because we are broadcast pioneers like Edward R. Murrow and Captain Kangaroo. Also, Elizabeth Drew decodes the 9/11 report, and I go mano a mano with Bob Barr, the evil version of me. Good versus evil, science versus splotch. Friday on the Al Franken Show.
I'm Mary Hart, and...
Welcome back. Six and a half, roughly, past the hour. Okay, I want to get this in. We'll add it to the mix. If you're on hold, want to talk about what we've been discussing for the past 2 hours, we'll get to that, too. But as you know, or you should know, on Monday, September 13th, at midnight, that's appropriate, the national ban on these military-style assault weapons will expire, which allows these weapons back on our streets. Now, you can make the argument that maybe that's a good thing because it may come to a point in this country where we need to be armed against the Bush crime family. I don't know. But let's assume that that's not the case. Let's assume that justice and democracy and representative government will triumph, and on November 3rd, we will have rid ourselves of these neo-Nazis. But meanwhile, the whorishness of George W. Bush and the Republicans in Congress, and not a, a few Democrats, is manifestly clear to anybody who wants to take a look. Now, according to reports, Congress, read that any way you want, is ready to maintain the ban if only Bush will ask. Now, I don't quite understand that, but on the other hand, I kind of do. Let me explain. Bush is letting the ban expire on behalf of the gun lobby. Bush has claimed, well, I'm in favor. I want to keep the gun ban, but, you know, we got to do it constitutionally. You know, the Congress passes a bill, I'll sign it, which is a lie. That's what he says for public consumption. Behind the scenes, he tells Denny Hastert and Denny Hastert's boss, Tom DeLay, and Bill Frist, who should know better because he's a physician, he tells these people, look, don't even bring this crap to my desk, okay? Y'all take the heat on this one. I got to get reelected. Screw that. I'm not signing anything. I owe the NRA too much. And besides, that's how I won Tennessee and West Virginia in 2000 because I convinced the rubes in those two states that if Al Gore were elected, he'd come around the next day in a huge dump truck and collect their guns. You know, we're crazy in this country about guns. That's a given, so let's not even go there. I don't want to get into a discussion about gun ownership. I want to get into a discussion here about these murderous weapons that this gutless, filthy, Republican-controlled House and Senate is going to allow back on our streets. Now, 4 years ago, Bush campaigned on a promise that he would renew the ban, remember? But now, after we've had mass murders in our history like Columbine and terrorists who bought assault weapons here, Al-Qaeda operatives were told overseas, go to America, get into the country, you can buy anything you want. And then bring the weapons over here, and we will butcher civilians, American soldiers, anybody who happens to come into our gun sites. We will cause chaos, and we will get the weapons from the United States. Now, what Bush is doing is putting our collective safety at risk in order to do for the National Rifle Association what Monica did for Bill Clinton. And it's really sick. The newspaper The Hill, which is a pretty acerbic newspaper published in Washington, D.C., said the National Rifle Association's endorsement of Bush is on hold until after Monday the 13th at midnight. Now, this ban has been in effect for 10 years. The assault weapons, it's taken the deadliest military-style weapons off our streets. It cut their use in crime by 66%, according to the Department of Justice, and reduced the murder rates of police officers and the public. And as MoveOn said in the email that they sent out to everybody, myself including, the ban is supported by 74% of American voters, by Republicans and Democrats on the committees that investigated 911, by virtually every police officers association, including the Major Cities Chiefs Association, International Brotherhood of Police Officers, National Fraternal Order of Police, National Black Police Association, Hispanic American Police Command Officers Association. And it was supported by Presidents Reagan, Ford, Carter, and Clinton. And by Tom Ridge and Rudy Giuliani. Yet Bush is going to let the ban expire. And he refuses to call on Congress to send in the ban renewal for his signature. Now, what does this mean? Tuesday, the 14th, that's next Tuesday, that's when I get my stitches out. The 18-year-old in this country who wants to buy an AK-47 assault rifle will be able to do so in most states. You happy with that? You satisfied with that? Here's what is under the ban. Semi-automatic assault weapons and large-capacity ammunition-feeding devices, including... Well, first of all, definition. The term semi-automatic assault weapon means any of the firearms or copies or duplicates of the firearms in any caliber known as 1. Norinco, Mitchell, and Poly Technologies, Avtomat, Kalashnikovs. 2. Action Arms, Israeli Military Industries, Uzi, and Galil. 3. Beretta, AR-70. 4. Colt, AR-15. 5. SWD, M10, M11, M19, M11 and M12. 7. Steyr AUG. 8. Intratec Tech-9, Tech-DC-9, and Tech-22. And 9. Revolving cylinder shotguns such as or similar to the so-called street sweeper and Striker 12. And a semi-automatic rifle, any semi-automatic rifle that has an ability to accept a detachable magazine and has at least two of the following. 1. A folding or telescopic stock. 2. A pistol grip that protrudes conspicuously beneath the action of the weapon. 3. A bayonet mount. 4. A flash suppressor or threaded barrel designed to accommodate a flash suppressor. And 5. A grenade launcher. 5. A grenade launcher. 5. A grenade launcher. And there's more, but I'm not going to bore you because it's boring me. But do you understand the list of weapons I just read off? This is what is provided to people who go into combat.
Well, no, it's not, Mike. Damn it, that's what you damn liberals do all the time. No, it's not. No, it's not. These are semi-automatic. You dumb bastard. Automatics are what ought to keep off the street, not these.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard that so many times. I'm a gun owner. I'm a gun user. If wrong person comes and tries to get me, I will put a bullet right between their eyes, okay? I do not have a problem with gun ownership. I really don't. I wish I lived in a society, I guess this is the problem, I wish I lived in a society where it wasn't, it just didn't exist. But I've been lucky so far with my five grown children and my grandchildren. Nobody in my family, and we're all shooters, we're all hunters, we've all grown up around guns. Nobody has ever been accidentally or deliberately iced, shot, wounded, hurt. And I do mean we've been lucky. And now I've got a seven-week-old baby. I don't know what the hell I'm going to tell her when she says to me, you know, why, what's this, you know, what's up with this? But anyway, that's where we live. We live in America. We live in the United States, I should say, in the year of our Lord, 2004. And it's almost to the point, if you don't have a gun, maybe you're just too blissed out. Maybe you're too Buddhist. Maybe you're too elevated. Maybe you're too, I don't know. I don't know anymore. I really don't know anymore. But I do know this. These weapons are designed as every gun and every cigarette is designed. If it's used the way it's designed, it will kill you. That's all. That's all. And hunting and target practice and skeet shooting, oh, give me a break on that, okay? You know, I used to skeet shoot. You use a 12-gauge or a 16-gauge or, pull, big deal. And I've gone hunting, and I've eaten what I've killed, and yada, 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 yada. An Intratec Tech 9, Tech DC 9, Tech 22. You don't hunt pheasants with that. You don't go out looking for bunnies and deer with a Kalashnikov. You don't use an Action Arms Israeli Military Industries Uzi. You don't use a Beretta AR-70, okay? Now, these weapons are coming back, and they're coming back big time because of these filthy, filthy, filthy Republicans. This is just payback from Georgie to the NRA for all their aid, assistance, and comfort over the years. Charlton Heston would be thrilled with this if he knew what day it was.
He'll abide forever by our right to bear. Uzi's, he's a man who never will learn. Georgie's gun-loving minions always greet him when he visits, and they give him a dollar or two. And because of all the loopholes they have given 40 millions, it's insane, but sadly it's true. Oh, will he ever learn? No, he never will learn. With our fate, he's unconcerned. He will ride forever on
the... I'm Mary Hart, and this is Empowering America. She was born in Selma, Alabama in 1972 and was raised as a military brat. Young Mariel learned at an early age that the only way to fit in at a new school was to get involved in sports, so she dove headlong onto the soccer field. At age 15, she became the youngest player ever to make the U.S. national team. In 1992, while at North Carolina, she set the NCAA record for single-season scoring. At 19, Mariel started for Team USA and later made the World Cup team. Her natural talent, killer instinct, and will to succeed have earned her dozens of accolades. Three-time National Player of the Year, five-time U.S. Soccer Female Athlete of the Year. Mariel, now known as Mia Hamm, is the most recognizable women's soccer player in the world.
Empowering America is sponsored by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible by the generous support of AT&T, caring for the communities where we live and work.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
We wouldn't need the police no more because everybody would have a gun.
Yeah! Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
I believe that people who are going to commit crime shouldn't have guns.
Nobody would ever get shot because everybody would have a gun.
Makes sense. Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
What did he say? I believe people who are going to commit crime shouldn't have a gun? Yeah, okay. Right, 21 past the hour. Where are we? Does anybody want to talk about this? Huh? How about John in Iowa? John, welcome to the program.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Good, good. I talked with you a few nights back, and I just had to call in tonight. I saw the title of the show, and through a couple of various cell phone droppages, I made it in.
There you go.
Anyway, yeah, I definitely wanted to put my two cents in here on this gun control issue, or on the assault weapon, sorry. I think that you're right on track there. I definitely do support the guns, and I know you don't want to make this about gun ownership, and I'll stay away from that, but I do want to say that if we give these assault weapons out to people, especially, you know, coming from a guy that lives in Iowa that sees a lot of these rednecks out there with these guns, mm-hmm. you know, all you're going to do is increase the violent crime ratio, and nothing good is going to come from this. I mean, all you got out here, I hear these guys in Iowa saying to me every time I'm out somewhere, well, yeah, give me the guns, man. I need an AK-47 to hunt deer.
Yeah,
no, you
yeah.
don't. You don't yeah. need an AK-47 to hunt deer. You know, and listening to that Bush clip a few seconds ago, I hear him saying, you know, I don't think anybody that's going to commit a crime should have a gun. Well, then you shouldn't have a gun. So if you got any, give them up, because that's what you're doing right now, my man.
Yeah, no
you know,
kidding.
I loved you last night, Mike. You're talking high treason. When's somebody going to go in there? Well, the time is now. And, you know, I do have a question for you. Actually, they told me to jump into this question, so I better ask you right now.
Okay.
All right. What does it take to block this? What do we have to do? Is it feasible to put this back in, this ban back into effect, or is it going to expire now?
It's going to expire. We're talking Monday at midnight.
I knew that was the time, but right. I didn't know if it was going to sit.
And don't forget that the House and the Senate are both in control of right-wing psychopaths.
Right. And, oh, yeah, totally, yes.
And even though as many as 70% of the American public, I think the numbers vary from 55 to 71% of the American public, favors keeping these weapons off the streets, it doesn't make any difference. This is where the Republican Party knows better than the American public. A lot of those people who fall into that 71% obviously are Republicans, or think they are, and they don't want to see their kids killed. Well, guess what? Your kid is going to be killed. Your spouse is going to be killed. You're going to die in random violence. It's going to happen. And tough, you know, just live with it. That's the way it goes when you live in a free society. If we didn't have weapons of mass destruction on the roads in America, on the streets of America, then we wouldn't live in a free society. You see, that's how it works. That's going to be the argument from these right-wing bastards. You understand?
Exactly, and that's what we've got to do. So what does it take for me as an American sitting here in Iowa, in the heart of a country that supports this stuff, to get out there and make this stop? What do I have to do?
Arm yourself.
Arm myself against them, and that's what it becomes. And like you said earlier, that's what these right-wing fascists are talking about.
Once again, this is the second time tonight, I don't have an answer. A lot of times, I don't have an answer. My job is not to educate. My job is to entertain.
I'll let you get on with it.
To be a vent shoot, you know. I don't have any idea how people like you or me or somebody else listening, I don't know what we do. Congress does not respond any longer. I live in Georgia. My entire state is owned politically by Republican thugs. If I want something done, there's nobody I can go to on a state or national level. On a local level, DeKalb County and the city of Atlanta and a few places near where I live are still controlled by Democrats, more or less. But you know, if I want something done on a congressional level, with one exception, Cynthia McKinney now is my congresswoman again. She doesn't take office. Well, Kathy says you hope so. She will be once she cleans this Republican's clock on November 2nd. But the point I'm trying to make is I'm as frustrated and lost on this issue as you are. I would expect that we would have adults in positions of power in the United States, not teeny penis men who got to have their Levitra or their Cialis or what's the original Viagra, and got to have their penis extensions, these guns.
Exactly.
You know, these little wee-wee men who see a weapon, a rifle, an AK-47, semi-automatic, a fully automatic, whatever, as an extension of their private parts. You remember Charlton Heston in you've seen him a million times, but in Bowling for Columbine. There that sick bastard is, sick psychologically and physically, obviously, waving a flint, a muzzle loader up in the air. I don't care if everybody has a muzzle loader.
Show me the picture of Thomas Jefferson. Show me the picture of George Washington holding an AK-47. That's not what they're holding, my man.
Yeah.
They wrote that clause. They wrote that part of the Constitution. They wrote this part saying, you know, here we are. You've got the right to arm yourself. Okay, yeah, I totally agree with you. But we don't have the right to mow down our own citizens because of some fascist control by the right wing of our
right,
own.
Right. I hear you. I wish I had a good answer for you.
I appreciate your input at least.
All right, John. Thanks. Thanks for checking.
Mike. Have a good night.
All right. Take care. You got to know what Charlton Heston looks like in the shower stall, right? Isn't that right? Any of these guys, I mean this. I know it's a cliche that if you have a teeny weeny, you got to have a big gun. You know, I understand. I understand it's a cliche. It's a joke. Yada yada yada. But no, it isn't. Maybe men with teeny weenies don't necessarily got to have a gun, and maybe guys with the kielbasa don't have to have one. I don't know. You know, who knows. That's the cliche. That's the kielbasa. That's a Polish sausage, Kathy. Kathy's looking at me. Yeah, almost every night, Kathy sits over there and says, "Oh Jesus, this is a night we both get fired." You know, what? This is it's late. It's late at night. What's up with kielbasa? It's nice Polish sausage. Oh God. I grew up in a multi-ethnic neighborhood. Yeah, I've had Polish sausage. Of course I have. The real kind. All right, we're talking about the weapons ban, and it's getting a little loosey-goosey in here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Come on, let's roll. Let's blow something up. Blow something up. Blow something up. That's what bombs are then, of course, you blow stuff up.
WBLS presents The Circus. The circus the world is talking about. Welcome to the big show. It's the Universe Soul Circus. It's your circus. And Universe Soul Color. In the heart of your neighborhood. April 21st through May 11th at Prospect Park in Brooklyn. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster. Or Ticketmaster charge by phone at 307-7171. You saw the HBO special. Now, see it live. Listen for your chance to win your way in. The station putting soul in the universe. 107.5 WBLS.
New York Market Radio, NIMRAD, the marketing voice of New York Radio, has begun awarding two annual $3,000 scholarships to college students for 1999-2000 academic year. WBLS Radio urges college students to apply. Criteria to the scholarship are: the student must be a member of a minority group. The student must be a declared communications major with an expressed interest. Will be offered and must accept a paid radio internship with a New York Market Radio station each year he or she receives the scholarship. The student must have achieved a cumulative GPA of 3.0 or higher for both his or her freshman and sophomore years and must maintain such minimum average while receiving the scholarship. The student's permanent residence must be the New York metropolitan area as reflected in the application for admission to college. Students and or guidance counselors are encouraged to contact Deborah Zerillo at NIMRAD at 212-808-4330 for scholarship applications or additional information. NIMRAD is supported by various New York radio stations, of which WBLS is a member. Contact NIMRAD, 212-808-4330.
The Lab is back. Brooklyn's hottest night spot is back in full effect. The Lab has Saturday night's hottest party featuring DJ Ace, and the Lab now has Brooklyn's hottest Friday night party, Platinum Fridays. Now every Tuesday night, the Lab brings you Video Music Box's Comedy Jam. This comedy show and after party is hosted every Tuesday by Ray DeJean and features the hottest comics from Def Jam, BET, Showtime at the Apollo, and others. Doors open at 8 p.m. every Tuesday. Showtime is 10 p.m. sharp, and the after party starts as soon as the comedy show is over. Ladies and free between 8 and 9:30. Free buffet from 8 to 9. Admission for men, $10 all night long. This comedy show and after party is going to be off the hook, so get there early and dress casual. The Lab is located at 1428 Fulton Street. For more information and directions, dial 718-773-1844. 773-1844. And don't forget, coming in May is Reggae Sundays at the Lab.
From the hit producers of Wanted Good Girls Like Bad Boys and My Grandmother Prayed For Me comes the new sensational gospel musical stage play.
Lord, why do I keep choosing the wrong man? You don't allow a man to be a man, honey. Either he is or he ain't.
Tuesday, May 4th through Sunday, May 9th in the Beacon Theater.
Lord, why do I keep choosing the wrong man?
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not gonna believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm gonna be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Ring of Fire.
The coronation of Reverend Sun Yong-moon in the Senate office building got a little out of control. But let's talk about the way Moon raises money and hides it and spends it in payoffs to promote his hard right agenda. I'm Mike Papantonio, and that's what we're talking about today on Ring of Fire. Believe me, the Mooney money is a trail worth following. We'll also be talking with actress Amber Tamblyn about the voter registration drive, Chicks Rock, Chicks Vote. Ring of Fire, today, right here on Air America Radio.
Oh,
in a nation where the dictator treated himself to palaces with gold faucets, gold-covered AK-47s.
Yeah, he's referring to Saddam there. And, of course, what did I read a couple of, what was it, Kathy, a couple of months ago, 6 months, whatever, after Baghdad fell and we won the war in Iraq, a couple of our soldiers presented to George W. Bush Saddam's gold-plated pistol, which, you know, the symbolism there is just, it's just too geeky to even get into it. I'm not even going to go there. But the way George talked about having Saddam's pistol, you know, grabbing his gun. I've got Saddam's gun. I grabbed that long barrel. I have it. I have his. You know what I'm saying? You know, why bother even going there? And I like I said, I know it's a cliche. A lot of people, oh, Jesus, listen, he's going to talk about guns being penises and stuff, you know. And I'm not, but we all know it.
Talk about your Freudian administration. First, he was freaked out because Saddam tried to kill his dad. And then he got Saddam's gun.
I know. This whole thing, I feel like I'm in a bad Shakespearean play. Or lost in Kraft Ebbing, or somewhere in Chapter 9 in Abnormal Psychology. I have no idea where we are. All right, RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, long time.
Is this the great RB Ham?
It is I.
Well, good to hear from you, because the last time I was on the air with that toy network I was with, you couldn't call in.
I know. Wasn't that horrible?
Nobody from Canada could. Now, all of a sudden, we just get beaucoups of calls from Canada, which is great.
Yes, it's the first time I've actually talked to you, I think.
Well, welcome. Good to hear your voice, RB.
Anyway, it's kind of what Freudian slips. I remember back when the anthrax hoax and scares were going on, and they asked Bush about whether he was worried that that there'd be another anthrax attack, and he said, well, I wouldn't put it past me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we get into that. Anyway, I've been told by your call screener I'm supposed to stick to the subject about the assault rifle thing.
That's probably a good idea. They run a tight ship at this network, I'm telling you.
I understand. I also,
they brook no nonsense, right?
Yeah, I hear you, and I'll leave my conspiracy theories under wraps.
There you go.
Okay, hey, Law and Order.
Law and Order.
What's going on? Law and Order. Republicans supposed to be the party of Law and Order, right?
Yeah.
So why are they allowing... basically encouraging chaos in the streets.
The original presumption is askew. They're not the party of law and order, as you and I both know, RB. They are the party of death and destruction. They want to give the opinion of the oppression of law and order. They want a docile a public, but they are no more concerned about law and order. They're just concerned about the order part.
Well, there's the sinister side, too. The military, actually the prison, the industrial prison complex. You know,
right.
You've got to have a lot of crime, a lot of chaos in the streets to keep those prisons filled up. You've got to build more.
There you go.
That's big money. Look at Whack and Hunt and all those guys are making a fortune off it. So
there you go.
You can't actually do something to fix the problem. Just keep it going. And even more sinister, of course, is the fact that, they talk about Nazi Germany. They took away all the guns, and that's, you know, well, actually, it's not true. They took away the guns from their opponents, social democrats, union, trade unionists, communists, Jews,
socialist Jews, right?
The guns in the hands of the brown shirts, though.
Sure, the bully boys, the good white Aryans, they were allowed to have as many guns as they wanted. But that's a myth that the NRA puts out there repeatedly. You know, look what happened in Germany.
Yeah.
Wayne LaPierre is as much of a junior Hitler as as he could possibly be.
And also Iraq, they also put out the myth that Hussein. Kept all the guns from his people. Again, wrong. He kept the guns from the Shiites, but the Sunnis could arm themselves with the teeth.
There you go.
It's all like that.
It's amazing how that works. RB, what's your website? Give it out so people can understand who in the hell you are.
I haven't updated it for a while. I've been working hard, and I had that split up like a...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I used to get an awful lot of good show material from your website.
I'm going to start again as soon as my web mistress moved out to Kelowna. And she's just reestablished her computer, so I'm going to actually start updating.
All right. Well, let us know. Let us know.
Some good stuff on there, rbham.com.
Yeah.
And hit the links and learn the truth, man.
All right. So there is still rbham.com.
You betcha.
Okay. Thanks, RB. Thanks for checking in. Hope to hear from you again. You take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Andy is calling from Sacramento. Andy, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Andy.
it's great to be on the program.
Yes, it is.
I need to tell you, right off, before I add my comments, thank you so much, you and Randy Rhodes and everybody at Air America Radio, for helping me get through a week of sheer hell during the Republican jerk-off love fest.
Yeah, well, it helped me get through, too, listening to the other programs on this network and then coming in here at night, being able to vent along with a lot of folks who called. So, yeah, we appreciate you guys, too. Trust me.
Well, okay, here's the deal. God, I just had a Ross Perot moment. Sorry.
Those happen. If you want me to put you on hold, I'll come back.
No, well, here's the deal.
All right.
What is wrong with the Kerry campaign? They're acting like a bunch of wussy cupcakes.
Well, we've discussed this several different ways tonight, and I'm coming to the conclusion, yeah, I'd like to see Kerry be more aggressive, but on the other hand, as people have pointed out in emails to me, Kerry is covering the issues. It's not being reported. You don't see Tweety Bird on MSNBC or anybody, even my good friend Keith Olbermann, who has the only show on MSNBC worth watching. You don't see ABC, CBS, NBC, or CNN. You don't see any of them sitting down with their 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whatever newscast talking about how Kerry talked about the increase in health care every year for the past 3 years under George Bush.
Right.
You don't see that. You don't see...
Yeah, I get that, but... Okay, so maybe...
It's how it's being reported, and that's what the subject of our first hour tonight was all about. How media in this country want another George Bush administration, because another George Bush administration...
They own the media, so why would they want anything changed?
Well, they also want it because a Bush administration, a second one, will be more blood and death and gore. And
oh,
that,
my God, if they get four more years or four more wars or whatever we want to call it, how... Oh, my God, we can just ditch the United States Constitution forever.
Yeah, that's...
It's a nightmare. And
right.
Everybody's... I don't know. You look at the, not the stuff that they did at the convention, but the reporting, the images, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and the cameras pan across.
Oh, sure.
And everybody looks like a Mooney.
Yeah, the big-headed staring people. That's, we talked about...
I know, it's like, oh, God. Okay.
Did you remember what you really called in about?
Yeah.
But you forgot it again.
I called in about how the Kerry people are acting like a bunch of wussies.
Oh, okay, then we did cover it. All right, we're all set then, right, Andy?
I guess so.
Okay, thanks, Andy, I appreciate it. Call us again, and I know about the...
Stop in at art101.com.
Art101.com?
That's
okay,
me.
It's not a porn site, is it?
No.
Okay. Art101.com. All right. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
See ya.
All right. Take care. Art101.com. Is that what he said, Kathy? Art101.com. Jerry is calling from Minnesota. Jerry, welcome to the program. Jerry? Jerry's gone. Okay. Let me see. Faisal is calling from Canada. Faisal, welcome to the program.
Mike, a pleasure to be on the air with you, sir.
Hey, it's my pleasure entirely.
I tell you what, I've been listening to Air America Radio from day one on the net up here in Canada, and then recently when you came on, I've been stuck to your show. You do a great job. I thought I'd fit that in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And listen, pertinent to the subject at hand, this gun control, one thing from an outsider's perspective that I can't seem to fathom is that myself, I love a lot of things about America, and I don't like a lot of things about America, but that's the same for Canada, too, when it comes to a lot of different issues. In the issue of gun control, what is it about the fine citizens of the United States, especially these lunatics on the right-wing fringe, why do they treat the fathers, the people they call the writers of the Constitution, why do they treat them as if they're some kind of prophets or messengers of God? The gun control issue, it's a different world than what it was 220 years ago when the Constitution was drawn up. Why wouldn't you be able to amend the Constitution? Because right now we know in many parts in America and Canada that crime is running rampant. It's chaotic. You got to do something to keep guns out of the hands of seriously deranged people.
Well, as long as guns are manufactured, that will never happen. And again, with all due respect, Faisal, I don't want to get into a discussion about gun ownership because it's boring. It's a lose-lose situation no matter what position you take. The thing that concerns me is the semi-automatic assault military-style weapons that have been banned effectively for 10 years in this country. The murder rate, the death rate from the crime rate, I should say, went down for 8 straight years under Bill Clinton. It's starting to inch up again under George Bush. George Bush is an absolute whore to these sick organizations like the NRA. Now, I have to say, and I've said it before, I used to be a member of the NRA. When I joined when I was a Boy Scout, for God's sake, that's how far back that goes. I used to subscribe to their magazine because it was all about gun safety, and they had a lot of historical articles, and it was great fun. And about 20 years ago, when they went crazy, when they went absolutely insane, that's when I got out of it. But go ahead.
You raised a great point, and I'm sorry, like, I just want to stay on that for a second or two and then go to the other point of this current election that's going on. Under Bill Clinton, because there were so many new jobs created and the economy was doing so well, there is less crime because people are happier, you know, they're more positive.
Yeah, you don't have time to go rob a bank when you got to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Let me put you on hold. I'll come back. We got to make this quick, Faisal,
sure.
But I'll put you on hold and come back right after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
About 10 before the hour. Thanks for tonight's program, everybody. We're going back to Paisel here in a second, but the program engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and pulling a double shift for us. Thanks, Colin. Fabulous Linda Blake answered your calls and told you to stay on topic. By God, be call worthy or be gone. Catherine Bay is our executive producer here in Atlanta. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch of White Rose Society out of Elgin, Illinois. Who puts together the archives of this program. And, of course, Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com. For my website, MikeMalloy.com, please check out AirAmericaRadio.com and have fun. All right? Back to Faisal in Canada. Faisal, wrap it up for me real quick, pal.
You're good, man. Mike, listen, as related to on the ground as opposed to what I see on the TV, where do they go and where do they go and have these polls? Do they go to the upper middle class white Anglo-Saxon neighborhoods and have these polls? Because what I'm getting from people on the ground is that there's tremendous anger towards this man. Is he that popular?
I've gotten 30 emails tonight that remind me once again, Malloy, don't pay any attention to the polls because I know this in my heart. What I worry about are the sheeple in America, in the United States, I should say, who are going to be misled by some of these numbers. The polls are bat squeeze. The polls are easily manipulable depending on how you ask the question, what segment of the population you go to, whether or not the person responding wants to jerk you around a little bit. So I know it just weirds me out and it really turns me kind of makes me geek and freak when I see some of these poll numbers. And I think, how could the numbers on Bush be going up? When day after day, he is revealed to be the little man behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz. That's the thing that bothers
me. Exactly. And I thank you very much for the call. I just wanted to say that how can the rest of the world see this man differently?
I don't know.
And a faction of America, he's been caught in blatant lie after lie.
Right. Well, the rest of the world sees him differently because the rest of the world still has a reasonably free press, and we do not. Faisal, thanks. I got to move on. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
you. Take care.
All right. You too. Ryan is calling from Portland, Oregon. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going, Ryan.
Okay, so my question is, the weapons ban's going away, and I just want to know exactly what's going on because it sounds to me like people are coming off saying that you can't get a hold of AK-47s now or AR-15s or whatever, and I just bought an AK-47 like a year ago. So
where'd you buy it?
And just down the street, Key Sporting Goods, Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. Well, you're going to prison.
No, that's not true.
And so is your seller. I don't know. I don't know how you bought an AK-47. Maybe you bought it with a modified control that do you have to pull the trigger every time you shoot it? Does it have a multi-clip magazine? What did you get? I have no idea what you got. Maybe you got a toy AK-47.
Nah, it's the real deal.
Let me ask you, why did you get one?
To me, it's kind of like the analogy of having a sports car. It's like, you know, the best thing to do is to buy
Sports car? An AK-47?
It's like,
Jesus.
It's a sports car.
Do you want to go run over things with your sports car?
No.
But, yeah, you know, I mean, listen, Ryan. I'm sorry, pal, but I'm just not buying it. I have to tell you, I think anybody who, unless you're going off to kill people in combat, I think anybody who buys an AK-47, there's something rolling around inside their head that should be nailed down. You understand what I'm saying, pal?
I can understand that point.
All right, not trying to insult you because I own weapons, but I would no more have a unless Bush gets reelected or elected. If Bush, I always say it politically incorrectly. If Bush retains control of the White House beyond November 2nd, I might be inclined to go ahead and join you in purchasing a semi-automatic weapon or several of them.
Hey, and maybe that is the excuse, because, I mean, I am a total liberal Green Party member and everything, so it's kind of
okay. Well, I hear you.
To my beliefs, but I don't know. I like things that go bang, I guess. Who knows?
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Buy firecrackers, for Christ's sake. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
All right, you take care. Yeah, I understand what Ryan's saying. I do, in a twisted, perverted way. Not Ryan twisted, perverted. Me. You know, I understand. You know, I get it. I get it. You know, when I first got into radio 20 years ago, I said, you know, I don't want to piss anybody off, but I'm a liberal with a gun, several of them. But semi-automatics, and I don't care. I don't care what your rationale is. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. It's sick. It's disgusting. It's murderous. It's the potential. You know, somebody said, well, I'm a law-abiding citizen. Well, I don't give a damn if you are or not. What happens when you, Mr. Law-abiding citizen, you know, go take your 2 weeks in Florida or your 10 days in Florida, whatever the hell you get in Florida, and you come back, somebody broke into your house and stole your AK-47 and goes out and kills me. Well, my guns are locked up. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, good for you, you dumbass. That's why you never hear of kids taking guns to school and wiping out other kids. Again, I hate the discussion. A couple of people said, "Man, you got to bring it up because the semi-automatic gun ban is expiring, and the Republicans are going to let it happen, and it's a payback to the NRA." And I'm sitting here going, "Oh, Kathy Christ, I don't want to bring this up. I really don't. You know, I hate this issue. I hate this issue because you just go round and round and round. You just go round and round on this issue." But I did. And come Monday, it'll be fully legal. I don't know what's his name we're talking about out in Portland. Sounds, hey, Mike, I bought one about a year ago. Really? Okay. Well, the police are on their way to your house right now. But anyway, I hate it. I believe the Second Amendment is totally misinterpreted. I really do. And when I think about what the framers meant, you know, the pro-gun people who cite the Second Amendment to me are just, I don't know, they've got brains of mush. It's ridiculous to say weaponry should be totally unrestricted, unlicensed, unregistered on everything because of the Second Amendment. That's a lie. That is a gratuitous lie. It's a filthy lie. It's a murderous lie. And I don't own weapons because the Second Amendment can be interpreted to grant me that right. I own weapons because I was advised, and I've said this before, I was advised after enough threats on my life by some of you right-wing bastards, I was advised by a lieutenant in Atlanta Police Department Terrorist Division 12 years ago, you better arm yourself and learn how to use it. And I did. And I'll continue to do that until they pry this weapon from my never mind. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks a lot for participating. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WEBEX.com.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Another Bush defeat in Congress, a sharp rebuke of a new administration policy. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives voted today to block the Labor Department from carrying out those overtime rules that critics have argued could deprive millions of American workers of overtime pay. 223-193 vote in favor of blocking the rules, defying the White House. The Bush administration threatening to veto the massive spending bill now on the House floor if it contains any language tampering with those overtime rules that took effect in August. Democrats united against the rules, joined by 22 Republicans who have to face the voters in November, in voting for the amendment to the $142.5 billion health and education spending bill. That vote is Bush's second election season defeat in Congress in just 2 days. Yesterday, the Senate disregarded a White House veto threat and voted to prohibit Bush from giving federal immigration jobs to private workers. John Kerry says today President Bush is not the compassionate conservative he claims to be. In a speech today to the National Baptist Convention, Kerry says the president fails the test of the Good Samaritan. He says the president has seen people in need, quote, but he's crossed over to the other side of the street. Kerry also says Supreme Court Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas are out of the mainstream, and he warned the president